Welcome back to our Dialogues with Gabriel Cousins. This is Richard Sachs on Lost Arts Radio. Glad to see you here. And we have some important insights from Dr. Cousins as also relating to what's going on in the insanity in the world right now, focused on separation of people when we need to come together. And we have a short time to talk, so we'll go right to Dr. Cousins and get into it. Welcome, Dr. Cousins.
Okay, thank you, Richard. I welcome you all with love and blessings. And I'm going to say a little prayer that is about merging the heart and the mind, merging the inner male and female, seeing our oneness. And it goes like this. Shimiku Kudushabri Hu, Ushinite, Be Ilu Uri, Liad, Yuki, Bilanke. So the title of the topic here is that human beings are not biohazards. Now, that's metaphorical, but it's also partly what gets people a little afraid of being around people. So we're going to start with a little dance, get a little spiritual joy going. And then from that, move into this discussion, and then Richard and I continue the discussion and dialogue. So let's get ready to dance your spiritual joy, because that's a very important antidote to the fear and hopelessness and confusion and powerlessness that people are tending to feel as they're creating this kind of thought form of helpless. So here we go. So join me, please, in the dance. Just go into meditation for a minute. Those who don't have a technique of meditation. It's always good to use a mantra. And the mantra we use, if you don't have one, is the name of God that Moses received at the burning bush. Yod and in-breath, hand the out-breath. Wah and in-breath, hand the out-breath. Yod from the base up to the third eye. Yod from the base up to the heart. Hey out to the heart. Wah from the base up to the third eye. And hey out from the heart. Okay. So, let's just go into meditation. Just focus on my eyes for a second. Let the energy come through and awaken the spirit. And on the meditation. Slowly come out of meditation. Okay. And again, I want to greet you all with love. And I start with a prayer, again, merging heart and mind and soul and our oneness. Just, I already did it, but I'll do it again. Shimiku Kudushabrihu Umshinade. Okay, so today I'm talking about a little bit what's happening in our society. And I don't just mean, I'm going to say the world society. We see it more in the Western culture where people are being turned against each other. And it kind of starts with the COVID. Now, as it's unfolded, I think it's pretty clear that the COVID injection is when it really took off as a 40% increase in mortality. Before that injection came out, we don't see an increase in mortality from the actual flu. They just switched the flu numbers to COVID numbers and it's break even. Now, there's a lot of statistical arguments about these things, but really, it was when the bioweapon injection happened. Now, but along with that, and I don't want to talk about that per se, but is that we began to be afraid to be around each other. We began to see other human beings as biological hazards. Okay, now we've had real pandemics before, but the data does not really show that this is a little bit we call a kind of a created pandemic. Like the bird flu that's going to come, you know, it's suddenly going to be super dangerous. But the point I'm making is we created a mindset where we saw other human beings as threats to us. And so, you know, Fauci just came out this week, I think, and admitting that there's no data to support his keep 6 feet away from each other. They made it up. And then, of course, it's kind of denying it. You know, it's like, well, I didn't exactly make it up. It just kind of happened. But the fact is they created this concept that had no scientific basis whatsoever. That's the important thing. Trust the science? No. Don't trust the science. Don't trust the scientists. That's what we're talking about. And the science actually said, from what we know of real pandemics in 1917, 18 type things, is that there's a way to handle it, and keeping social distance didn't make any difference. The research kind of shows that the virus, whatever it was, for the moment, say virus, biosomes, you know, could go 18 to 25 feet in the air, okay, not 6 feet. That's what some of the research shows. But the point I'm making is keep a social distance means don't communicate with other people. Yet it's around that communication that's the basis of human life. Where they have done research on longevity, they found the people who socialize the most live the longest. And that's one reason why women live a little bit longer than men, unless the men are really into socializing. Okay? And so that's really important to understand. So you take away socialization, what do you get? You get increased depression, suicide, and different levels of unhappiness and anxiety. That's what we got. We got a tenfold increase in suicide. For high school kids and younger, it was a disaster because they're social, really social beings. So we dramatically hurt far more than anything that could have come from the flu type thing. Millions of kids around the world so this is a huge negative social impact. Now, the point is, the social model that says humans are biohazards, stay away, is one that's very destructive to society, to all societies. And that's what they were promoting. You know, don't socialize, don't gather in church groups, don't gather in community groups, stay away from people. It didn't have any scientific basis, and it actually had a basis of how you break down society. But the truth is we gain in many ways from each other. So this is what I would call kind of I'm going to call it almost demonic in the way of doing it. Archbishop Vigano said it pretty straightforward. The globalist cabal wants to establish the kingdom of the Antichrist on Earth. What is he talking about? It's where people really are turned against each other, where people see each other as potential enemies. And then that leads into a whole way of thinking. It leads into, you know, easy to get into war, polarities, social unrest. When you have all those things, again, the political conclusion is, well, we need some kind of higher authority. No, we're not talking God here. I mean, God is the higher authority, but we're talking about the one world government because people are too dangerous. And the research really shows that when people become woke, which is what we're talking about here, this is real research, you know, social research. There's an increase in depression, anxiety, and a decrease in happiness. These parameters really happen, okay? And that's, I think, an important thing to really get in the big picture, what we're dealing with. In terms of the situation. So the question is, you know, how do we go about repairing that? How do we work with that? But I just want to give a few more concepts of this so we can identify how that happened, what we're talking about, okay? Compassion is weaponized against us. Think about that for a second. Everybody, for the benefit of humanity, should get the bioweapon injection. Okay, now we know, and we knew then too, incidentally, as I'm hearing, you know, people beginning to share, they knew. I just heard about this major today who, the Air Force, was saying, we knew it wasn't good, but the head of the whole thing, Air Force, was saying, well, it gives good camaraderie. But what are we looking at? The Air Force, 1,000% increase in mortality. Army's 900% increase in mortality. I mean, everybody's joining each other in the grave. This is not really the goal here. But that was the way they promoted it. So we use the word of compassion. It becomes weaponized against us. And I think that's really more the point that I'm trying to make here. And we begin to see one lie after another. It becomes an empire of lies. And we can look at all the lies. And without making a discussion of that, we're talking global warming, where it's actually break even. You know, the cycles of global warming in the 70s, I thought we were going to turn into an iceberg. Global cooling, and then the big, you know, then in the late 90s, we're talking about global warming. Now we're going to slight global cooling. The point is, there's cycles. Okay, and in each cycle, you have the glooms, the gloom and doom people like, this is it. We're going to freeze over and become a big iceberg. I mean, that's what they're saying in the 70s. So the point I'm making is, there's cycles, and they're just not that heavy. But fear controls people. Okay? We're talking about pride. Not just talking about gay pride, you know, whether that's really an issue or not. But it undermines relationships because it creates, we're better than you. Okay? Pride is a harmful ego poison, and I don't care who's invoking it. Okay, that's what we're talking about. It's an ego poison. And pride gets us abandoning our higher spiritual values of our oneness, because pride takes us into separation. And it's considered one of the seven deadly sins. What are the seven deadly sins? Greed, that's certainly happening in our world. Lust, that's certainly happening in our world. Envy and gluttony, hatred, anger, and sloth. Like, you know, I don't really need to work. I'll depend on the government. These are considered the seven deadly sins, and they are deadly because they destroy society. And then on top of that, because people are so poorly educated, except educated not to think for themselves, we have what I call a toxic gullibility unfolding. It's like, don't question the New World Order, don't question the science, but the fact is, they're all been highly inaccurate and have led us into a very bad path. You know, again, the emphasis on lust, the focus on sex, gender, you know, confusion, and, you know, glorifying different sexual behaviors. And that's just not, humans are meant to be far more than your gender identity or your sexual behavior. Okay? You know, the overeating, the obesity, the gluttony, the anger and separation, all those things fragment society. That's what we're seeing. You know, and so it's kind of a very sad situation. Anger leads to self-righteousness. So look at the self-righteousness that's going on in the world. It's like everybody thinks they're right, and then everybody else is wrong, and self-righteous rather than seeing the oneness, our oneness connection. You know, we're all one humanity. Okay? And I mentioned sloth, modern-day convenience, just hang out with the taxpayers pay for your everything, you know. We create an illusion of safety. Get a shot, you'll be safe. But that didn't turn out so well. You know, people got the shots at 40% more mortality as the data comes in. I didn't say COVID. I said those who got the shots. Okay. And giving up self-sufficiency, this move to depend on the government, means giving up sovereignty, and that's a big deal. Giving up sovereignty is part of being, you know, is against being a sovereign being where you're fully connected to the meaning of things. So, these are what's infecting our society in general, and it's really important that we counter it. So I'm going to use the word seven heavenly virtues. People use different ways. One, avoid the media of the masses. You know, be humble and open a heart to all peoples. Charity and generosity, coming back into taking care of people. Gratitude for what we've been given. Patience, a willing to live with meaningful purpose, wanting to have a purposeful life, okay? Love, and I'm going to say sexual morality. Now, all those things have fragmented, and our role, the counterpoint to all this, are those things, and where they come from. Obviously, they didn't come, may come from a biblical perspective, which is we're moving away from a God-based perspective. These are all kind of the basic teachings that you see in the different spiritual teachings, and they all say these same things, whether it's talking about the Torah we're talking about New Testament, we're talking about the Bhagavad Gita, or Taoism. It's all the same fundamental teachings. And it's like returning to a framework that has held us together throughout the ages, which is different than moral relativism, or as Aleister Crowley likes to call it, you know, do what you will. So this is what we're on the cusp of. Where are we going with this? And I bring it up because those are the choices. You know, are we choosing light, love, God, peace, oneness, or division, separation, anger, domination? So that's what's in front of us now. We do need to make a choice of what we're going to do. I'm going to turn it over to Richard right now for his comments.
Yeah, I think what you said is really essential, and one relationship, we're talking about human relationships, the one that's most important is with ourselves and with the God inside. And when you have, you know, it is really important that we don't get scared to interact with each other, but that's not a final solution, because mobs have encouraged each other to commit atrocities all through history, and there's been lots of interaction and all encouraging each other to be insane. And I'm saying, if the other people around you are sane or insane, you'll know the difference if you're in touch with the presence inside. And that's the most important reason. Because you may be the only person in the mob that's not going crazy. And if your priority is your relationship in harmony with all these people that are going crazy, that's not going to really be the answer. So I'm saying it's really important to be in touch within, and that will allow you to access the wisdom that everybody has inherent in themselves, and to be able to recognize these criminal authority figures that are telling us to be afraid of each other and to be afraid of everything. They're not just weaponizing relationships, they're weaponizing life. You know, it's not just that humans are a biohazard. Everything is a biohazard, everything alive. It comes out of the germ theory, and it goes together with what's promoted in agriculture. You have to poison every weed, poison every insect, kill all life forms in order to be safe. Sterilize. You know,
just to interrupt, I just read today, it's very concerning that the glyphosates have been related to an increase in autism. That's pretty scary. Yeah,
exactly. And these big authorities and corporations are promoting things that are absolutely deadly to the whole biosphere. So it's important to know the difference. Yeah. Right now there's a kind of a contest and a timed contest going on between awakening humanity, getting back in touch with the wisdom, and the authority figures pushing for total annihilation. And it's a contest to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a competition. It's an interesting way. It's like the two opposing worldviews.
Right.
And it's these worldviews are intense, competitive. But the worldview of the light is about transforming the darkness as well, shining light into the darkness. And that's what we have to do.
That's right. It's really tempting to get into a war mentality and hating the bad guys, but that just perpetuates the same problem.
Yeah. That's why the work is to change the mindset. You know, and why I mentioned wokeism, because the research, the social research on the woke people, is that they have much higher level of depression and anxiety, and general unhappiness. So it's a way of life. It doesn't give you what you want. You're just the opposite.
Clarify what you mean by woke.
Well, the woke people there's a tendency to criticize everything that has come before us as being wrong, tearing down the statues of, whatever, in their culture of George Washington, and not that he was perfect, I don't want to say that, but in his time, he was advanced. So that's the point I'm making. And then going back in history and judging from the present is a woke action, saying, well, we're just better than the past and everybody was wrong. So woke is also woke teachers who are saying, there is no gender differences, men and women the same, men can have babies. That those are woke concepts. They're contrary to human biology and to general reality.
I think the word woke is kind of like a counterfeit version of awakened.
Yeah. It's almost the opposite of that.
Yeah, it pretends to be enlightened.
Right. And it takes on different moral belief systems that are just made up morality. They're not foundational. Morality goes back thousands of years. It can be found in many cultures.
Right. And the other thing that's important to remember is that if you want to get in touch with what's true and what's valid and what's right, it's not what's the oldest that's trustable. What's inside, because the fact that something was done for a million years doesn't have anything to do with whether it was right. But people are carrying around a living connection, spirit inside. All the virtues that you're talking about, you might be tempted to try to do that, try to be honest, try to be fair, try to be wise and all these things. But all those are natural outcomes of reestablishing the internal connection.
Yes, they're the outcomes of knowing the experience of the divine within yourself and seeing it in other people.
Right.
That's where it all goes, and that's all where it all comes from.
You might be living in a country where the cultural norms, even if they're old, are very destructive. And if you're just going by what everybody does and what everybody's always done, it's going to be a mistake. That becomes obvious when you get reconnected.
Well, it's so subtle because, let's talk about the 10 speakings. Honor your parents, honor God, don't murder, don't steal. Those are pretty long-range morals and ethics of how to live.
Right, okay? But it's not because of how old they are.
No, well, yes, in a way, because they have sustained themselves over time as being valid and make society work.
I'm just saying be careful because there can be things that everybody says have always been true.
No, I agree, but I'm talking about the fundamentals here.
Right, but each person has to know what the fundamentals are. When something is promoted because it's always been known to be true, still have to question it.
I understand it's good to question cultural mores. A little different than spiritual mores, but those need to be questioned too. All that's true.
Right. And remember that the ones that are counterfeit are always promoted as being true and spiritual.
Well, whether they're counterfeit or good, they're always promoted as being good and spiritual.
Yeah. They are. So you just have to get reconnected inside.
Right. The more we connected to spirit, the more we're going to be aligned with the higher spiritual frequencies of that culture and in India. For
right.
Sure.
And that has practical outcomes, for example. If we do that in America or any of the Western countries where the media is a major criminal organization, they're not going to be believed, no matter how pervasive they are. They'll stop having the impact.
They've already stopped. People don't look at the mass media as something they really trust. A lot of people stop trusting the mass media, even as we speak.
Yeah.
It's been a big shift, and that's why they've gone to alternate media, and there's so much alternate media happening.
Yeah, I think that's why they're trying to go to brute force at this point, because they're not believed.
I'm sorry, it wasn't clear what you said. Say it again, please.
That's why they're trying to rely on brute force right now.
Right. Because people aren't believing, the lie.
Right.
People are aware that they've been lied to and they've been propagandized. You know, and it's pretty blatant. So we'll see what happens.
Awareness is spreading.
Yeah. So when we come back to it, you know, the question is, again, in a simple way, and I use the term people aren't biohazards, because it basically says, you know, we have a lot to give to each other. We have a lot to elevate each other. And in our relationships, we elevate, you know, the overall society. But if we distrust each other, it breaks down everything from the very beginning and creates chaos. So what I'm talking about is it's important now to begin to see the goodness in humanity and in each other and focus on that part rather than what separates us so that we can create a greater oneness. That's really my message for tonight, is we want to move back to the oneness rather than the human as biohazard separation mentality and fear mentality.
In America, an example of that is they're trying to convince us that we should hate each other because of race. It's the same
right. And it's just old tropes. But the point is, if we can just see, remember the goodness in ourselves, which is where it starts, as you pointed out earlier, and see the goodness in other people, then we can see right through that. And that's really the message, is we've got to see the wonderment and goodness in humans. It's mixed. Humans aren't perfect, but we need to start seeing that the goodness and organize ourselves and connect around the goodness rather than the kind of the negativity. It's real easy to get for groups to organize around negativity, we call those mobs, and go back to the goodness. So that's my prayer for everybody tonight, is we begin to connect around the goodness and see the goodness in each other and amplify it and draw it out so it begins that to humanity is much more the joy of the goodness, the spiritual joy of the goodness. So may everyone be blessed with that inner spiritual joy that gives the outer spiritual joy where we can experience the goodness in all those around us. Aho.
Totally agree with your message, Dr. Cousin. Reminds me of an interview that was done yesterday, I think, with Mickey Willis, the filmmaker of Plandemic. And he was saying, everybody's got to get back in touch with what's inside. And that's going to bring everyone together and get across divisions. Very important. And everybody's carrying light inside them as their natural state. It doesn't matter what you've memorized or who you've been around. It's inside you because of what you are. And reconnecting to that is the antidote to everything that's happened.
Right.
All right. Well.
Okay, so I blessed everybody. We get this. I want to thank you, Richard, and also I want to thank Doug, who is so wonderful behind the scenes and making this happen technically. Thank you. And I bless everyone that we engage ourselves in that waking up of humanity process into our oneness. Aho, amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Om adikyasam.
We went a little bit over our allotted time today. Really good to be talking with you guys again. What Dr. Yeah. Cummins was pointing out today was critical in this drama that's playing out. All these criminal agencies are telling us what to do. This pandemic that doesn't exist is about to get started again. And if you get back in touch with the light that you're carrying inside, you'll know what they're talking about with bird flu. My sense of it so far is that it doesn't exist. Remember that anything tested with the PCR test is a complete fraud. There's no such thing as a PCR test. It's an instrument. It's not a test. And the same thing with the wars. They're telling us we have to give all the money to fight each other and hate the people on the other side. There have been interviews that are spreading between people in America and people in Russia saying, showing that we're all human. And the reality, the solution, the antidote to all this stuff is really simple. Unconditional universal love. Be that and spread it. And it will affect everybody around you, even if you don't see them. So thanks for being with us. Remember drcousins.com, treeoflife.mn.co, planetaryhealingclub.com. And you're very valued and appreciated. We look forward to seeing you again next time. Take care. Value yourself. Be who you are.